Good morning, everyone. Let me get set up here. Happy Saturday. Let's see. Okay. I always forget how to do everything I'm supposed to do. There's like, and they keep adding more stuff that we have to do. We got to do the captions. Hi, Angie. I see you. All right. Let me see. Let's change. Let's see. There's my chat. Good morning, Tammy. Good morning, everyone. Coach Shannon has raised her hand. Okay. I think the closed captioning is on. If you all would like to enable closed captioning, you just have to select that in your settings. So you can do that on your own. Okay. I'm going to change my name. Yay. Thanks, Barbara, letting me know that it is on. Okay. Rename. Okay. If you're just coming in, everybody, this is your monthly maintenance call. So if you are in maintenance or approaching maintenance, you're getting, you know, within maybe 10, 15, 20 pounds, and you're curious about maintenance and want to start getting a jump on what maintenance is going to look like, then this is the call for you. We are happy to have you. All right. This is an open coaching call. So this is, all you have to do is raise your hand if you want to get coached. All right, Shannon, I am promoting you. Let's see. I think I promoted you to panelists. Coach Shannon is in the chat with us, everybody. She is talking in all caps, so you will know that it is her. Oh, thanks. Love my elf pillow. The gnomes, aren't they cute? Like, when did gnomes become like the biggest thing? Like, they're gnomes. Every holiday now is all about the gnomes. But I love them. I'm there for it. Totally. Thanks for saying that. Oh, thanks, Betty, for my jacket. Okay, this jacket was like an impulse airport purchase. Have you ever purchased something in the airport, like clothing wise? I don't know where I was. I think I was actually going to Nashville. And I was in one of those shops and it was kind of expensive. Like I am a TJ Maxx, like bargain shopper, but I tried this jacket on. I wish y'all could feel it. I wish this was like touch of vision because it is like butter. So anyway, it was a little bit expensive, but it was a really fun purchase. okay. So Ruthie says this is only her second webinar, not in maintenance at all, but still happy to be here to learn. Ruthie, that is okay. Because let me just tell you, like, if you are not in maintenance and you're listening to this call, you are getting a preview of things that you might want to think about and work on along the journey and not just save it for maintenance. Because what you're going to find is when we coach today, you're going to see some things that people are working through now that they're in maintenance. And if you're not there yet, that's okay. You can start working on those things now. Thanks, Amelia, saying you love my hair. We might be sisters. Your last name is Davis too. Thanks, Linda. Oh, look, y'all. This is like the love fest of Christy. I need y'all. Can you come every Saturday and just tell me all these good compliments? And Beth, I'm so glad you found last month's maintenance call really helpful. I saw you post on Facebook this that you were excited to come this morning. And Beth says, y'all, I would encourage anyone to raise their hand. Devorah says, my volume is echoing. Is anyone else? Okay, nobody else is having that issue. Okay, so Devorah, might be something in your settings, or maybe turn me down because I can be a little bit loud. Diane says she's bought a pair of boots in the airport, as in cowboy boots. Were you in Texas? Because you know I live in Texas, and they do sell cowboy boots in Texas. Okay, let's see. Ruthie, you are so welcome. Okay, Devorah's going to leave and come back. That's smart. Hey, Karen. Linda says, I'm not in maintenance either, but it helps to listen and little tips can stick in your brain. Isn't that the truth? Because really at the end of the day, guys, like maintenance is not, the only difference between maintenance and weight loss is your mindset. I mean, you might get to eat a slightly more in maintenance, have a couple more overeats than you can when you're trying to lose weight, but the tips are the same, right? When you get to maintenance, you learn to love the process that you've created. And so when we're in weight loss, it's no different. We learn to love the process that we're creating as we go, right? Okay. All right, Devorah, yay. All no BS calls are helpful. Okay. That's right. Okay. So I was thinking about you guys this morning when I was doing my run. Okay. Let me clarify, y'all. When I say run, it's like a walk run. So I had a hysterectomy back in October. And so I'm right at the 6 week mark right now. So I'm just starting to get back into running. And so I've always been a walk jogger. So this morning, anyway, when I was doing my walk jog, my Peloton walk jog, I was thinking about y'all and I was thinking, okay, what is going to be challenging this month for my participants in maintenance, the members in maintenance? And so I was like, well, duh, you're in maintenance. What's challenging for you? And I was like, you know what? Okay. So last year, I was not in maintenance last year. Last year, I was trying to re-lose weight that I had gained. So I, if you don't know, my highest weight, back in the early 2000s was close to 270. And at the time, you know, Corinne wasn't even around yet. So I did Weight Watchers. I lost like 107 pounds with Weight Watchers. I thought it was the end all be all. I thought it was so doable. And there were some great things that I learned from Weight Watchers. I learned a lot about nutrition. You know, it forced me to read food labels, which I'd never done before. I learned the importance of having a community. I learned the importance of being intentional with my food and thinking through my day, right? I picked up some bad habits too. I had a really terrible relationship with exercise after being in Weight Watchers, because at the end of the day, if you ate or if you exercise, you got to eat more food. So that became my pathway to overeat. I would literally calculate how many minutes and how hard I would have to work out in order to eat something that I was having later in the day. So I'd figure out how many points is three slices of pizza, and then I would exercise to get that amount of points. So I got a really disordered relationship with exercise. Thank goodness I have rectified that. And I was thinking about that this morning too, actually, specifically, because when I was doing my walk jog, it's really only the second one since I've done since my surgery. And I was thinking about it and I was like, I was so kind today to myself. I had in my head some old shitties though, I have to be honest. When it came the portion to run, I had a number in my head, a speed in my head that I was supposed to be doing, because it's what I was doing 8 weeks ago before my surgery. And I had that thought. I was like, well, you know, you really should be running at this speed. Like, why can't you just do that? Like, oh my gosh, now you're so behind. I had all of those thoughts. And what I reminded myself was, this is what my body needs today. My body needs to take it easy today. And it just felt so much more loving. And, you know, there was a time in my life that I would have said, nope, suck it up, buttercup, and push through. And so when we talk about like things you get out of no BS that aren't weight loss related, there's an example. Like, my relationship with exercise is so much better because of no BS. It has taught me that my self-love and my care for my body is more important than weight loss, right? Not to mention exercise really doesn't have anything to do with weight loss. It taught me that too, although I was holding on to that belief for a really long time. So anyway, so when I was thinking about you guys on my jogging today, I was like, okay, what will they need? What will they struggle with? What can I help them with? And I was like, well, just share your struggles. So I'll tell you. So last year I was not in maintenance. Last year I was in active weight loss. So I haven't really ever made it through a holiday season maintaining my weight. So give me a thumbs up in the chat if that is you. How many of y'all have not maintained your weight during the holidays yet? And this is your first time. Okay. Yeah, we're getting some thumbs up, right? Okay. So this is the first time for you too. So I'm with you. We're doing it together, right? So the challenge this month, I don't know if you guys have noticed on Facebook, but in the main Facebook group, the coaches put together a challenge. And we decided that for those of us that this is their first holiday season, either being in maintenance and trying to maintain through the holiday season or trying to lose weight through the holiday season. Like, this is your first holiday season where you're trying to lose some weight, right? We decided, okay, how can we help our members? Number one, what we said was, we got to keep it really simple. We got to keep it simple. We just want to do it differently than we did last December, right? So I told myself, okay, what kinds of things were you doing last December that caused you to be up in weight January 1st? And so I made a big long list. these are the kinds of things I was doing. I was saying a lot of fuck it's. Like I was saying fuck it on parties. I was saying I can't. I was getting overwhelmed with my gifts and wrapping and all the things. And I thought it's too hard to lose weight during this time. I just made a list of all the things I was doing. And I made a list of all the things I was thinking. And then I went through each one and I was like, okay, how can I do a little bit better this year with this action? How can I do a little bit better this year with this thinking? So the first thing I wrote down for thinking was, it is possible to maintain or lose your weight in the month of December. It is possible to lose your weight in the month of December or maintain. And I realized I'd never really actually believed that ever in my whole life, right? And it makes sense because society tells us, who loses weight in December? Like no one loses weight over the holidays. No one maintains their weight. Everybody gains. It's fine. And listen, I'm not saying that you can't purposely, intentionally leave room to gain a little bit this season. But the difference in doing it intentionally and doing it because you just have no control is like night and day. If your goal this season is to say, you know what, I'm probably going to gain a little bit and I'm going to be very intentional and I'm going to keep it under 3 pounds or I'm going to keep it under 5 pounds, right? That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about feeling like you can't. So it started with my thinking of, hey, maintenance is possible this holiday season. And I've been writing that every day in my planner, been writing it every day. And then I went through all of those actions that I wrote down, saying fuck it at parties, getting overwhelmed with Christmas present wrapping and shopping and all of the things, right? And so then I went through each of those actions and I was like, what are you going to do? And I said, step one is to take all of those events that normally I say fuck it at, and I'm going to examine each one of them as they come up. And I am going to come up with a plan for every single one of them individually. And I am just going to keep that at the forefront of my mind. So for example, Christmas morning, I have a protocol, right? Here's how I used to show up. Here's what I'm going to do this year. Christmas morning, I will review that protocol. I will go over it. I will commit to it. I will wash it, dry it, fold it, shower with it. I will do all the things with the protocol. It will be my best friend. I will tell myself that this is doable, that this is how I will maintain my weight over this holiday season. So I encourage you all to believe, number one, that maintaining your weight, if this is your first season that you are trying to maintain your weight or lose weight, I encourage you to start with the belief that it's possible. And then I encourage you to go back to last year. How did you show up that made you gain weight? Look at it, thinking and actions, and then ask yourself, how am I going to think this year? And what can I do to make it very simple to maintain or lose my weight this season? But it all starts with belief. Okay. I see some of you guys have your hands raised. So I am going to pull you on up and let's get to some coaching. So excited, but I am starting to sweat, y'all. This jacket's making me hot. I might have to take it off. Ah, okay. Here we go, Ruth Ann. I'm pulling you up. All right. Promote to panelists. Nope. Yep. There we go. All right. Ruth Ann is coming on. All right. Stephanie says, I'm not in maintenance yet, but I have lost 10 pounds since 10/31. Go, Stephanie. Go, Stephanie. She's lost 10 pounds. Mm-mm-mm. Yes. Coach Shannon says, Stephanie, congrats. Yeah. All right. Setting the intention with the protocol. That's right. Ruthie says she loves this. Y'all too, I should let you know. Ruth Ann, how come you're not coming on up? Promote to panelists. Oh, did you raise your hand or did I get you this time? Let's see what happens. Is Zoom being a jackass? Did you lower your hand? Oh, Ruthie, are you coming on? Oh, is it a different Ruth? Okay. I don't know what happened to Ruthie or Ruth that had her hand raised. Mary Pat, you're coming on. Here we go. Next. Y'all get your hands raised. If you want to get coached or you want to chit chat with me today about maintenance, or holidays, or something challenging you have coming up, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Now's your chance. You get one call a month, maintenance people. So here it is. Oh, I think we have, Ruthie says she did not raise her hand. Okay, Mary Pat, I'm promoting you. Y'all, Mary Pat, did you not mean to have your hand raised? Okay, y'all, get those hands raised. Four sticks of butter. Devorah says Stephanie lost four sticks of butter. Okay. I don't know why Zoom is not letting me pull up paintball. Mary Pat, she declined. She declined. Okay. Lower your hand, Mary Pat. Your hand is raised then. All right. Jill. Jill is coming up. Here we go. I'm going to try Jill, y'all. Third time's a charm. We'll see. Jill will be joining the webinar as a panelist. Zoom just sent me a message. Little love note from Zoom. I love it. Okay, there's a question in the Q&A. I will get to that in just a moment. Let's see what Jill's got going on. Oh, look at Jill. Hey, Jill.
Hi.
How are ya?
Good. How are you?
Okay, who is your shirt supporting? What is that?
High school team.
Love it. Love it. How are you? It's so nice to see you.
Nice to see you. This is my first time, so I'm nervous, but.
God, don't be nervous, girl. It'll be good. We just chit-chat, you know.
My accountability partners, the Thought Ninjas, they told me to just do it. So here I am.
The Thought Ninjas. Just do it like your shirt. You have a Nike shirt on. I mean, you are just doing it. Okay. What are we coaching on, Jill?
So I've been listening to Corinne for years. I joined after the summer reset. I was really actually at the top end of my maintenance range when I joined. And then in October, I hit my summer reset goal. So I thought it was cool that, you know, I didn't hit at the end of the summer, but I didn't beat myself up and I still hit it in October. So I'm in the middle of my range, but I still have diet mentality and I still feel like I need to be losing weight.
Why do you need to be losing weight? What will you get to feel if you lose more weight?
I'm not sure. You know, I've done Weight Watchers a ton like you in the past.
Yeah.
And it's just that, you know, I'm way past the counting points. I love making my 24-hour plan and assessing, and I'm doing it with kindness, and I'm just looking for little ways to improve. But I think it's more that weekly weigh-in and maybe wanting to see the number go down.
Yeah. What do you feel like when you see that number go down? How's it feel?
Successful.
Yeah. Dang, girl, look at you. Okay. So everybody that's not in maintenance, I want you to listen to this that Jill is working on right now. She has gotten her dopamine hits from the scale going down. It makes you feel successful. You have thoughts when you weigh yourself that make you feel successful, right? What are what's your thinking that you feel when you weigh yourself? What do you say to yourself? And it goes down and the number goes down. What do you say?
You've done a great job this week. I'm proud of you. It gives me motivation for the next week to keep planning and assessing.
Yeah. Going to keep going. This is working. Yeah. Okay. So it's not the scale going down that makes you feel successful. It's the way you talk to yourself about how you're doing. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think the next steps are?
I do think you nailed it with the thoughts. And I told my accountability group this week, I was like, you know, I think with the food I'm doing well, I'm not, you know, focusing on the food as much. And I said, I think it's really where my work is in my thoughts. Okay. So what was your question again? Sorry.
No, that's good though. I love this avenue that we're going down because I didn't say this in the beginning, but remember how I said last year I was in weight loss because I had gained 15 pounds. You know, I had my highest weight and then I lost with Weight Watchers and then I gained some and then I found no BS and then I hit my goal again, but then I gained. Like, you know, it's a common story, right? So last year when I was in weight loss mode and I was I'm just going to be honest, Jill, I was in the shitter. I thought no BS. I was like, this is just I'm just going to put this in the diet boneyard, like another thing that didn't work for me. I mean, I hit my goal weight and now here I am 15 pounds up. You know, I need to restrict. I was in the deuter. And I will tell you that it took me about 3 months to get out of that. And one of the things that I finally came to the realization of is I asked myself, okay, what is the one thing that Corinne teaches us that I'm not doing? Because I had the four basics down. Like I was like, four basics. I got it. I'm doing those things, right? But the truth is I wasn't doing those things and I knew that. So the question was, why wasn't I doing those things? And it was because I never got the skill of thought work. That was the one thing that she was teaching that I was like, oh, I don't need that. I don't talk bad to myself. Like that's some woo shit writing in a journal. I ain't got time for that. I don't need it. I don't have any thoughts. I don't have bad thoughts. Right. But what I realized is, okay, I believed that our thoughts created our feelings, which created our actions. I believe that was true. I knew that was true. Right. Because it's just it's like when we said, like in the beginning, if you don't believe that maintenance or weight loss is possible in the month of December, guess what? You're not going to lose weight or maintain your weight. You won't. Right. You got to start with a belief. So I knew that if I thought something, that I would feel something and then I would do something. So I had to go back and I had to see, what am I thinking that is not leading to the actions of the four basics? And so that's when I started journaling. So I love that you realize that your thoughts are what you need to pick up now. You probably lost your weight. Sounds to me like you lost your weight doing the basics, right? Mm-hmm. You had some thoughts around it too, I bet, when you joined. What were your thoughts when you first joined?
So it was like, I had already developed some habits and I was continuing with those. And I just love that I could eat what I wanted. I'm a huge foodie. I love all types of foods. I loved being able to plan and eat what I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you doing that now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making cookies. I'm putting two on the plan when I make them. My accountability partners are like, I don't know how you do that with the baking. And it's like, well, I just put it on the plan.
Yeah. You make it, right? You don't restrict it. Right. Okay. So if getting on the scale causes successful thoughts, how can we create successful thoughts that have nothing to do with the scale?
Maybe like answering the questions in the weekly assessment that are more like, how are you feeling? What are you enjoying?
You mean some shit that Corinne already made up? What? Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think she put those in there? Are you using the maintenance planner?
Doing a combo of the regular planner and maintenance.
Okay. So either way, in either planner, there's some great probing questions that set you up to feel successful that have nothing to do with the scale. So what kinds of thoughts can you think about? Let's just start with last week.
Okay.
What can you think about last week that makes a feeling of successful inside of you that has nothing to do with your weigh-in? What'd you do that was amazing last week?
So I'm going to go to what I wrote since I'm nervous.
Do it.
So I said, what did I do well? And what do I need to celebrate? Mm-hmm. I planned for success. I'm enjoying the process. I developed and implemented a new morning routine that's working. I get it. Eat the foods I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling better and my attitude and thoughts are improving.
Mm. Yeah. Do those make you feel successful? Yeah. What kind of actions did you do that made you feel successful last week? Like literally think about your days. Did you have any good urges that you sat through? Did you follow your plan a whole bunch?
I had a really big one yesterday. We had an awesome staff luncheon at work that was catered by this great Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
So I had that on my plan. I enjoyed it. I think it was on Tuesday. Well, leftovers came in the next day and I packed my salad. My planned salad was on my plan and I reached out to my accountability partners for support. And I was like, what do? You know, I can't say no to this lasagna. It's like from this best restaurant. So this was something new for me. I made a plate. Wrapped it in foil and it's on my plan today. And I ate my salad.
That is fucking badass, Jill. Like, seriously. Yes. Does that make you feel successful? Look at, you're getting all kinds of little emojis in the chat.
It does. And I told my partners this morning, I was like, I'm so excited about this lunch. I've been waiting for 24 hours. I'm proud that I waited.
Yes. You're badass. It has nothing to do with the scale. I don't even give a shit if the scale was a little up tomorrow. Does not take away the success that you had with the lasagna. It doesn't. So you've been looking for the scale to give you that hit of success,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. You need it to go down so you can feel like you're doing a good job. That's where we've been. And y'all, this is why I said, if you are not in maintenance, remember how I said there's some things that you might want to start working on right now? If you are not in maintenance, and you only feel successful if the scale goes down. Look at Jill, y'all. Now she's in maintenance and she feels like the scale needs to keep going down because that's the only way she has looked for success. So this is imperative. We have to start looking for success outside of our weight. Why are you successful outside of what the number says? Go to your habits. What did I do today that was bad fucking ass? What did I do in my life that was badass that had nothing to do with lasagna? How was I a kick-ass mom? How am I like the most amazing employee of this company? Right? Like, look for success in your life, because when you get to maintenance and that scale stops going down because you're in maintenance, your brain's going to be like, no, we still like pats on the back. Can you give me something here? Like, I've been getting it from the scale, but now, like, I don't think it's moving anymore because you're kind of done. So what do we got? Like, our brains, they need that ego love, right? So we got to give it to them. You got to give it to them, and you got to go after it like nobody's business. You have to tell yourself, how am I successful outside of the scale? What am I doing that is so amazing? Look for it, because I'm going to tell you right now, your brain won't see it. Your brain is not, the default for your brain is to look for problems. So if you don't choose every day to marinate in what you're doing that is amazing, your brain is just going to keep telling you, listen, you got to keep losing weight. Like, that's the only way I feel good. Yeah. It's interesting that we kind of came to this, because let me tell you what I was thinking, because, you know, we coach on this a lot with my private clients. I thought possibly, and I'm just saying this not to put it in your head, but I'm saying this in case there's anybody out there that is in this thought bubble. Sometimes when we are in maintenance, we feel like we need to keep losing depending on where we are in our maintenance range, because we want to get to the lowest part so we can feel safe. Because we want to get like down at the bottom so we got some wiggle room in case we fuck up, right? But that's not where you went. And that's fine. I'm not trying to put this thinking in your head. But I was wondering if that was the direction we were going to go. Because a lot of my clients have that thought. Like, I just want to get down to the lower end so I got some room, right? So that's why I asked you, what do you get to feel if you see the number get lower? And I was wondering if you were going to say safe. But you didn't. And I love that. Because there's all kinds of reasons we want the scale to keep going down. And your reason is because it makes you feel successful. And this is why, when we get to maintenance, and even when we're in weight loss mode, we want to start finding the ways we're successful that have nothing to do with the scale. I mean, we call them what? Non-scale victories, NSVs. If y'all ever see that abbreviation in Facebook, that's what we're talking about, NSVs, right? Anything. It doesn't have to even be weight loss related, right? So when I was doing my run today, and I was thinking about like what people might be challenged with this season, one of them is, I thought, okay, well, some people are going to be challenged because this is their first holiday trying to lose weight or maintain. So let's talk about that, which I already did. But the other person that I thought about was you. I mean, not specifically you, because I didn't know you until today. But one of the things I thought about is, what about people that are in maintenance? What are their challenges going to be this holiday season? Maybe they're confident that they're going to maintain their weight, but what other challenges do they have? Well, they might have challenges in their life. Like, I just want to start working through my stress about the holidays, or I might want to start doing this. This might be my goal this holiday season. I want to experience it more. I want to be more present. Might not have anything to do with weight loss. And that's where you are. You are now at the point where you have to start feeling successful and working on problems outside of weight loss. Because how long have you been trying to lose your weight, Jill?
Since May.
Okay. So you've been trying to lose your weight since May. Did all of a sudden, like, have you been thin most of your life or at a normal weight? No. So
it's,
have you done
like 20 pounds that I go up and down with? Okay. For a few years I maintained, and so I maintained through the holidays last year, which was super cool. I started a new job in January. So from January to May, I gained 8 pounds. And then since May, I've been working slow. I refuse to beat myself up about it or, you know, go back to Weight Watchers, but so I've made really small changes slowly to get that weight back off.
Yeah. 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 So you're in maintenance. You're there. Have you said that out loud to yourself?
I am in maintenance.
Yeah. You're in maintenance. Do you love your habits?
Love them. Yes.
You love the way you eat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why do you need to lose more weight?
I don't. I think I need to journal more on the other success I'm having.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, work on what my next goal is.
Yeah.
I think that was maybe in the maintenance course where Corinne talks about also.
What's next?
It might feel boring now, you know, and now you can focus on other things in your life. So.
Yes, that's beautiful. Isn't it supposed to? Like, isn't this what we were all, what we're all trying to get to? Where we're just like normal and like, we're not worried about weight loss anymore. And like, we're just done. Like, isn't that what we're all trying to do? Yeah. Right. We want it to get to a point where we, it's just who we are now. Like, it's so boring. We don't need to get on the scale to see a number. Cause there it is, the same number. Ooh, I'm in maintenance, right? That's what we want. Except that most of us, once we go on this journey and we achieve this goal, our brains are like, ooh, that was kind of fun. I feel badass. What are we doing next? You got to have something. So what is it for you, Jill? What's next?
It's a very good one. I think improve relationships in my life.
Well, we just so happen to have a course this month that the membership is working on called relationships.
It was great. I took a while walking and now I want to listen and really take notes, I think.
Yeah. You have a specific relationship that you're working on you want to share?
Probably with my mom.
Nice. Okay. So there's your next focus, working on relationships with my mom, right? So you've got two sets of homework for today.
Okay.
One is pick that goal that you're focusing on next. Come up with a strategy. How are you going to work? Just like with your weight loss, right? How are you going to work on your relationship with your mom? What are you going to do? Are you going to set up a weekly phone call with her? Are you going to journal about it 3 times a week? Are you going to like set up a strategy? This is how I'm going to tackle improving my relationship with my mom. What are my current thoughts about my relationship with my mom? Okay. What do I want to start believing about my relationship with my mom? Right? Mm-hmm. Give your brain something to do, a next goal to hit, right? What is my goal? When I say I want to work on my relationship with my mom, what does that look like? When the relationship with my mom is where I would like it to be, what does that mean? Right? Those kinds of things, just like with your weight loss. What is my goal weight? Where am I going? What do I want it to be? Right? I love that. Okay. Then your second piece of homework is to do more of what we talked about. How am I successful every day? Whether it be things that I'm doing in my habits that I'm juggling now, like just it's so easy, or how am I successful in my life? Don't just stick to weight loss. I know y'all, I mean, we are a weight loss company, right? Like for reals. But when we're in maintenance, that's why these calls are just for y'all. When we are in maintenance, we're ready to start moving on to some other things besides weight loss. And No BS is perfect for that because we have courses like relationships, self-love, things that are outside of weight loss, right? We're here to help you with all of that stuff. So keep, if getting on the scale is making you feel successful because you have successful thoughts, then give yourself successful thoughts outside of scale. Because now when you get on the scale, you've got a range that you want would like that number to stay in. And so find the success in other areas of your life. Hell, you can even get on the scale and think something like, I'm killing maintenance. This is awesome. I mean, I would imagine that would feel successful too. Yeah.
Thank you.
What do you think right now when you get on the scale, if the number is the same?
What can I do differently next week to make it go down?
Ah, yeah. So it's like, oh, that's not good enough. Oh, yeah. And that's normal, totally normal for you to have that thought, right? Because you've been like trucking toward weight loss. And all of a sudden you're there, but your brain is still trucking, right? Mm-hmm. Now you just got to remind it, oh, no, actually, this number's perfect. This is right where we want to be, right? So instead of, what could you ask yourself instead of, what can I do to lose a little more weight? What can you ask yourself instead?
What am I proud of that I did this week to stay in my maintenance range?
Oh, my gosh. How's that feel?
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you. This is awesome.
You're welcome. I love it. All right. Well, thank you for raising your hand, Jill. And it was really good to meet you.
You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all. I'm going to put her back down. Okay. Somebody raise their hand. We got 30 minutes. Why can I not put her down? Let's see. Oh, there we go. I couldn't find it. Okay, Mary Pat, you've got your hand raised again. Did you mean to? I'll try you one more time. And then I see my friend Angie. She's got her hand raised. All right, I'm going to promote you. Mary Pat, let me know. Jill, I hope you scroll back up through the chat and read some comments. You've got some great stuff. Great comments from your fellow no BSers. All right, Mary Pat, I'm going to try you one more time. Otherwise, Angie, you're coming up. I've got a couple questions in the Q&A. Let me get to those and see. It says Mary Pat will be joining as a panelist. Let's see if that happens. Oh, here she comes. Mary Pat Wise. Mary Pat says she keeps doing the wrong thing.
I keep pushing the wrong thing. I am so sorry.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Listen, were y'all on the call with me last month when Zoom like totally kicked me out completely? Like I lost y'all completely. I was like crapping my pants. I think Shannon, were you on that call with me too? I think Shannon was probably crapping her pants too, because she was like, holy crap, am I going to have to take over this call? I bet she says, yep.
I do this like every day at work and I don't know why, but I'm on my phone. So I'm like, I'm not used to it.
Yeah. Maybe you do it every day at work because you need to learn the skill of just not making it a big deal. Maybe it keeps happening to you. So you can just be like, of course I do this. It's fine. I'll figure it out eventually. I love it. Well, it's really nice to meet you, Mary. Are you Mary Pat, right?
My old time friends and family call me Mary Pat, and my later in life people call me Mary. So it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I want to be in the old time friend category. So I'm going to call you Mary Pat.
Okay.
All right. What are we coaching on, my friend?
Well, I had lost over 100 pounds 5 years ago when I was 60, was in great shape, had some relational issues about 3 years ago, and gained back 30 pounds.
Okay.
And since I joined in June, that's why I was saying I'm not really in maintenance. I've maintained 75 pounds, but the other pounds are creeping on quickly. And I keep beating myself up in my head. Just so you know, my background is school counseling and mental health. So I work on the battlefield of the mind and listen to my Corinne videos and different coaches every day. My biggest things were from June until August. I drank water and started going to sleep early. I made a crazy decision to get 2 puppies last month, and I'm working full time, and my roommate spouse is stressed as I am. So I know some of the things, choices I'm making. I was doing planning for a long time, and I finally said, okay, you're not following the plan. So you've got the water down and you're getting the sleep down to a degree. But yeah, so maintaining that 75 is great, but I'm frustrated because I'm not moving forward to get the 30 I put on.
How do you feel about the 30 that you put on?
Lousy, because I don't fit in my clothes as good. And yeah, so.
Okay. Why does it make sense that you gain 30 pounds?
It was my comfort. It's been my comfort. I work in trauma. So I know that trauma I grew up with impacted my adult years in the, what we call ACEs in our world of adult. You know, ACEs are for childhood experiences, traumatic childhood experiences. And so I know that food and alcohol are my two go-to comforts.
And how does it make sense that you were using those the last 3 years?
It doesn't to me, because I feel like I should know better.
There's a good thought. Write that one down.
Okay.
You got pen and paper? Write that down. Mm-hmm. I should have known better. How does it make sense that you knew better, but you did it anyway?
Because I'm stubborn, I guess.
What was going on the last 3 years?
I've been in a marital relationship for 44 years where it's not been faithful on my spouse's end. Okay. And a few years ago, right around COVID, he moved out for a year on my request. And then when COVID hit at our age, my brain was saying, like, this is ridiculous to have two households. We've worked all our lives. We've saved up. Mm-hmm. You know, my head was in that spot. So,
Yeah. So you had a little bit going on in your personal life that you started dealing with in a different way than you ever had. So how can you have compassion for yourself and the way you showed up during those years?
Well, yesterday I was listening to one of Corinne's videos that downloaded, and she was saying that, you know, give yourself that compassion to say that's how I dealt with it and move on, you know, like to know that's what I did. So yesterday I thought I did that, but it just, my brain obsesses and work's been very stressful. So work and home have been real stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. How is it amazing how your brain took care of you during that time?
Well, my counselor said I am the most tolerant person she has ever met.
I'm talking about the way you coped with it.
How does it make sense?
How does it feel amazing that your brain was taking care of you during that time the way that it did?
I don't know if it did. I don't feel that my brain really did flip. I feel like, yes, there were many times it did. It could have been more weight, truthfully.
I'm talking about the part of you that ate to cope, that overate to cope. What if that was your brain taking care of you the best way it knew how?
Yeah, but never mind. No buts.
No, you can say but. Give me the but because you're thinking it. So I know.
I feel like I should know better. I know in my head. Food doesn't.
You did know better. You did know better, right? Which part of your brain knew better, the conscious brain or the habit brain?
The conscious brain.
And what was the conscious brain doing during this time? Was your conscious brain like laying on the beach in Hawaii going, huh, my life is amazing. Everything's so great. What was your conscious brain doing during that time?
Putting a lot of efforts into my work.
Putting effort into your work, trying to work through your marriage and what you wanted for that. Right? So that means your habit brain was like, well, conscious brain, you're busy over there with that shit. I guess I'm taking over this. She is stressed and feeling things about her marriage and what's going on and blah, blah, blah. So all I've got is overeating, not planning. Let's just do that. I'm going to take care of her with the best skills I got right now. Your habit brain was taking care of you with the skills that it had. Your conscious brain was busy managing life and doing some other things. How's that sit?
True.
Yeah. You dealt with what was going on the last 3 years the absolute best way you could. I know that you wish it was different. I know that you're telling yourself you should know better. You should have been able to do all the things. But the truth is, your brain was doing a great job taking care of you. We're spending a lot of time on the second N, normalizing. How does it make sense that this happened? How does it make sense that you coped with food? Of course you did. Right? This is common for a lot of us in maintenance. A way to think about this, I'm going to kind of water it down to something really, really like tangible. So remember how at the beginning of the call, I was like, some of us are going through maintenance now, and this is our first holiday season, right? Okay. You were in maintenance, and this was the first time you've ever had to deal with all this shit in your marriage. It's a challenge. You're figuring it out. Some of us, during this holiday season, it's the first time we've ever done this. We've always done it some kind of way in the past. So for some of us on this call, we're going to show up the same way we have in the past. We might. Right? That's okay. We're just going to do a little bit better. You are going to want to work through this shame of the regain first. We got a great course for that on the website called The Regain Solution. It's fantastic. I would love for you to take a look at that. Your regain happened for a reason. It was meant to happen to you. It is part of your journey. It's how you will move forward. But in order to do that, you have to let go of the shame and judgment of the gain of the 25 pounds, 30 pounds. You have to. You were meant to regain that 30 pounds. There's a purpose in it. It's going to start with compassion for yourself. That was how you chose to cope during those times. That's okay. Your brain was doing the best it could. Your conscious brain was really busy doing other things. That's okay. All right, tell me what you're thinking.
I'm thinking, I wonder if I saw that one, but I didn't listen. So now I'm going to listen the next time I really listen to it. A lot of times I'm driving, so I don't have time to write notes. And I know in my head like that I've lost and regained and lost and regained so many times that, you know, I know many people have on No BS members, and I want to be done with this. Like, I was thinking of the one I was listening to yesterday about, like, what do I want my future self to be? And I'm sick of this ongoing thing with food and alcohol. So I don't want to say give it up, because I know that that looks like real strict restriction for me, because I've done that too.
Go ahead.
I knew in my head, like, I like, okay, Mary, there is something, you know, the whole brain stuff, you know, and the brain work, all the neuroscience and stuff that I've researched and studied, is that, like, you're stuck, and you know, I've gone to counselors, but they don't seem to get me over it. It's, you know, something that's holding me back. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know this about regain because I went through it myself. In order to move forward after a regain, you have to make peace with it. And so when I asked you at the top, what do you think about the gain of your 30 pounds? You had shame. I should know better. Lots of judgment. It's really difficult to move forward and start losing our weight again when we've got all of that giant, big Santa sack filled with shame dragging into it. It's like holding you back. We've got to strip that layer of shame off. And one of the ways to do that is start asking yourself, how does it make sense that I gained the 30 pounds? How does it make sense that I let go of those habits that helped me lose my weight to begin with? What was my brain trying to do for me? How is it okay? How can I say thank you, brain, for doing your best? how can I say, I'm not mad at you or judging you for doing what you knew how to do? How can I tell it now, but I'm ready to move on and I've got this and we've got some new options this time? Yeah. That's where my work would be for you. If you were my private client, that's what I would tell you to do. That's another option for you. You know, private client, private coaching would be a great place to work on some of this stuff. But the Regain solution, if that's not in the cards for you, is a great place to start.
Yeah, the coaching I've been thinking about.
So yeah.
Either that or the accountability group or partner.
Yeah. 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 Those are really great ways to support yourself. Right. But number one, you got to drop those shame and judgment and that shitty self-talk about your Regain. It's there to teach you something. What is it? Got to figure that out so you can move forward.
Thank you. I think I can bake for my family now without eating all the dough.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're right where you, Corinne used to say this a lot back when I was first in the membership. You're right where you need to be. This is perfect. The 30 pounds was supposed to happen. There's a lesson in there. Just what is it? Maybe it's that you need to talk nice to yourself and have compassion. Maybe it's that there was a skill that you hadn't picked up yet. Maybe that was it. I don't know, but make some peace with that. Regain solution, I think some of y'all were asking in the chat, the Regain solution course that's on the website. The second thing she talks about is how to drop the shame shawl. And then she goes on to talk about, reentry plans and how to get going again. But the piece that I really want you to focus on is how to drop that shame about your Regain. You were going to ask me, is it on the website?
Yeah. Is it a video, or is it under the video section, or is it a
course? So if you go to the website and you go to the menu and you see Finish No BS, What's Next, you'll click on that. A menu will open up and there is a self-paced workshops. Click on that and then just scroll down and you'll find the Regain solution.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's only like an hour and a half long. And I think the last 30 minutes is her coaching some people that have regained some weight. So it's not super long.
Good.
Yeah. All right, my friend, you've got some homework to do. Mm-hmm. Number one, I want you to think about how you can have compassion for your Regain today. Just be marinating in that until you get to that course.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Mary Pat. Yeah. Let us know how you're doing. Post in the maintenance Facebook group if you're in there and give us an update. We'll all be wanting to know. Okay.
All right.
And all right. Take care. Okay. Yeah, you too. All right. Thanks. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, Coach Shannon put it in the chat. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, Angie, I'm going to pull you up in just a second, but I'm going to answer these questions that are in the Q&A real quick. Okay. Diane asks in the Q&A, hi, I'm within my maintenance range, but not really at the weight I'd like to be. That's interesting. I'd like to just lose a few more pounds, like 3 or so. Should I be using the regular 24-hour plan or the one for people in maintenance? I would use the weight loss, the regular one. If you want to lose 3 more pounds, then I would use the 24-hour plan. It's interesting that you want to lose more weight, because then the next question Deb asked, the next Q&A question is kind of, I might be related to you, Diane. So I'm going to answer Deb's question here and we'll see if you can't think that you've got some foot in that door too. Coach Christie, can you talk about the feeling of safety at the low part of our range? That's exactly my problem now. And I'm even thinking about lowering my range for even more safety. I would come up to be coach, but I'm at work. You rock, by the way. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Deb. Yeah. So when we feel like the lower end of our range would make us feel safe, it's because we have a thought of, I've got room to screw up now. Like, I feel safer down here because I've got wiggle room, right? And so if you're thinking that being at the lower range is going to make you feel safe, it's because you're thinking it's okay for me to mess up a little bit. So the thought that's hosing you, the thought that's wanting you to get down there is, I need space to make mistakes. Why is that? Why do we need space to make mistakes? Because we're getting our feeling good about ourselves. Oh, my sister's trying to call me. We're getting our feeling about ourselves, our good feeling about ourselves, because of our number. Why do we need room to mess up? Because if we mess up and we're still in our range, then we don't have to feel bad. Why do we have to feel bad in the first place? We don't, right? We don't. So if you want to be in the middle of your range or the top of your range and still feel good, then we have to stop tying our feeling good to the number on the scale. Why do you feel good? That has nothing to do with the number on the scale. This is like Jill. This is like what we talked about with Jill. Why do you feel good? That has nothing to do with the number on the scale. Do you feel good because, dang, you caught that overeating pattern that tried to sneak its way back in, and now you're working on that? Do you feel good because you went back to making a plan because you had eased up a little bit on that? Right? When we want to be at the lower end of our range to feel safe, it's because we want to feel like we can screw up. Why do you need to feel like you want to screw up? Is there a problem in your process? Have you lost your weight in too much of a restrictive way? And now you're introducing foods and you're worried that they're going to make your weight jump back up because you haven't been eating them. Examine why you need to be in a place where you feel like you have room to make a mistake. Okay. All right. Let's see. Angela, you ready to come up? Angie. Yeah. She always asks me to sing that to her. Okay. She's coming on up, y'all. All right, Angie. Hello, friend.
Hi. Your singing is getting even better.
Is it? Okay. Well, thank you.
I heard a little vibrato in there.
Well, you know, y'all don't know this about me, but I actually, music is my minor. I majored in education. So I was a teacher for many, many years. I taught special ed. But music was my minor. I was vocal performance was my minor. So I do a little bit of singing here and there. I usually sing for my private clients on their birthday. So if you want me to sing happy birthday to you, then you got to get in private coaching.
That would make it worth every penny.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. You might be emailing support asking for a refund. All right, my friend, we've got a few minutes. I feel like you're always at the tail end. I love it. You're my wrap-up girl. What are we coaching on real quick?
You know what? We'll be quick. I sometimes raise my hand because I just want to make sure you get enough people to coach because I never want you to take this call away from us.
That's a good point because I'll tell you that we do look at that. We do look at numbers. I mean, if everybody's doing great in maintenance, if they don't need a coaching call, then we'll put our efforts somewhere else, you know, that might need some attention. So I love that you raise your hand. Okay, what's going on with you, my friend?
Made a decision and I just want to run it past you to make sure I'm not hosing myself. And it kind of goes along with what you just answered in the Q&A. Okay. You may talk me out of this by the end, but here's the deal. Okay. I have decided I want to lose 5 more pounds.
Okay.
And yes, in the back of my brain, I do have, you know, old shitty saying, yes, it would be safer. But I have also thought I kind of want to try it on.
I love that. So how are you going to do that? How are you going to lose 5 more pounds?
Well, obviously I still have some, you know, overeats.
Okay.
And I feel like some of the perfectionist stuff is kicking in because I feel like I don't want to have overeats anymore. They make me feel terrible. Emotionally.
No, the overeats, Angie, the overeats don't make you feel terrible. What makes you feel terrible?
Well, honestly, sometimes physically they do. Oh,
okay.
Christy.
Physically. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't want that feeling anymore.
Okay. So do you think that you, do you think there's a version of Angie that never overeats anymore? Like ever? What you think? You think there's a version of you that never overeats ever, ever?
No.
Okay. How many overeats are you having currently?
I should have had my habit tracker in front of me.
Let's take a guess. How many do you think a week?
Probably a cup, two.
Okay. So you're having about two overeats a week. So,
and you know what else? Are you, Christy? Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, over the holiday, you know, and sometimes when little life things come in, mm-hmm. I sometimes have a fuck it eat.
Mm. Okay. All right.
I don't like those.
Okay. So we've got a couple of overeats a week and an occasional fuck it eat when holiday stuff comes up. Okay. So it sounds to me like, forget the 5 pounds for just a second. Let's just like put that on the shelf, right? What do you think would happen if you cleaned those up just a touch? Cleaned up the buckets and cleaned up the overeats.
I'd probably just naturally lose a little weight. And that's kind of why I'm really convincing myself that 5 pounds would be good. Now, I know the BMI doesn't matter, but I am at the top range of the BMI. Mm. So I do think I have some wiggle room. Okay.
You have wiggle room, not because you're at the top range of your BMI. I want you to think about this, Angie. That is not why you have wiggle room. You have wiggle room in your weight because you have a couple of areas in your eating habits that you can clean up still. That's okay. Why you have wiggle room.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Because if you were like, Coach Christy, I never overeat. Like, I am in love with everything I do. I don't want to change a damn thing. I am like so good and I want to lose 5 pounds. I would be like, all right, well then cut off your left leg. Let's do that. I mean, like for real, right? You have wiggle room because you've already identified two areas that you think you could clean up just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, no BS has taught me honesty.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So out of those two areas, which one do you think would be helpful long-term to really attack? Is it the two overeats a week or is it the fuck it eating?
I think it's the two overeats a week because that's more consistent than the fucking eats.
All right. So are you doing discovery worksheets when you do those overeats?
95% of the time. Yes.
Okay. Is it a pattern? Are the overeats a pattern? Is there any kind of pattern that you can see in the overeats?
It has been overeating at dinner since day freaking one.
Okay. All right. So there's your work. You got to be laser focused on dinner. You got to be like, dinner, you're fucking going down tonight. You're going down. I'm taking you down. Right? Like, you just got to be like, that's it. I'm done with you overeating at dinner. We're just not doing it anymore. Right? We're just not doing it. So if you were going to do that, like, let's just say tonight, because I think last time we coached too, there was something happening that night too. Wasn't there? I feel like there was.
Probably. Yeah,
I think there was. Okay. So tonight at dinner, what are we going to put in place that's going to bring up our thinking so we can be a thought boss and switch it in the moment? What are we going to put in place? What action are you going to put in place tonight at dinner that's going to bring up your bullshit?
What I've done in the past is those sticky notes are magic for me, is just putting a sticky note with some, telling me something that's going to trigger.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Okay. Well, can you flip that to be like, not, instead of saying don't do it, can you flip that to be something like nicer?
Well, a long time ago, I did use MJ's. I think she said enough is a gift. So what happens is I put that up on a sticky note right where I eat. Mm-hmm. And then I have it up there for so long, I feel like,
it's like those commercials, you know, for like the little scentsy smelly things. And they're like, oh, you've gone nose blind, right? Like, now you've gone thought blind, right? Because, okay, so you need a sticky note refresh is what you need. Okay. So I want you to think about this, Angie. What if this was the last piece of your weight loss to clean up? Like, this was just it. You're like almost done. You just have one little area left. This is it. This is the one.
Oh, and I feel like I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Like, right? I had a little medical procedure yesterday and I actually planned a self-care day for myself yesterday.
Crazy talk.
I listened to Corinne talk about how she comforted herself with her thoughts with Chris. Mm-hmm. And I thought, holy shit, I did that yesterday.
I'm doing that too. Yes. Yes. So what if you put on your sticky note? This is the last little bit.
Yes.
this is it. This is the last thing. When I clean this little area up, I'm good.
That feels true and good and hopeful.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And it makes you want to do it. Yeah. Yes. All right. We're doing it. All right. I can't wait to see the post tomorrow in the Facebook group about how dinner went tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for raising your hand. I just love you so much.
Love you too.
All right, everybody. Bye. I'm going to promote you down. All right, guys. Good call. Thank you so much for everybody that attended. Remember this week, this month, the membership is working on relationships. And next month, we're rolling out the Pathways course. There's a post pinned to the top in the main Facebook group that explains that process and how that's going to look. And so if you want more about that, there's a quick hit in the Quick Hits podcast that explains it all. That'll be rolling out in January. But for the rest of this month, we are doing it different in December by hashtag eating a little less. And if you are in maintenance, you have to believe that maintenance is possible during the month of December. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for coming. And I will see y'all next month in January. All right. Take care, y'all. Bye-bye.